Welcome to another episode of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast with me, Fiona Staunton. Today, I'm delighted to bring you an episode with Laura Dowling, fabulous pharmacist, who last year launched her FabU supplements. We had a really interesting conversation all about the ingredients and what drove her to develop each of the different supplements. Also about her journey to get those onto the shelves. And as always, the top three tips to help improve your health. So be sure to listen to the end. Check out my social media for the competition to win 3 months supply of her products. And please rate and review the podcast. It really helps other people find it. I hope you enjoy the episode.
It's not, you know, I would do it myself. It's not professionally done, etc. But it's definitely increasing with as time goes on. Yeah. And then it's just a great way of getting my brand out there and sharing other people's brands. And have someone like a huge following like yourself, or have someone who's only beginning out as a nutritional therapist. So it's just about getting the conversations going. And yeah. I enjoy listening to podcasts myself. I usually listen on twice speed going for a walk or at the gym. So it's just an area that I like to do to get different people on. And
it's a good way of building your profile apart from Instagram, because like Instagram owns your content. So if you want to build your profile outside of Instagram, it's a good way to kind of get to those people that don't necessarily use social media. Or, you know, that's why I did start on my podcast as well, to kind of have a different audience that I could actually, because what I found was, do you want to talk about this on the podcast?
Yeah, no, I'll be cut out, but that's fine. We'll get into the podcast. Okay. Welcome, Laura. Thank you so much for joining me today. Would you like to introduce yourself to my audience, please?
My name is Laura Dowling. I am a pharmacist. I've been working in community pharmacy for 20 years. So I clocked up a long time, and I have in the last year launched my own supplement business that I researched and developed myself over the last 8 years. And I also do some corporate speaking around the country, and I have a little vulva puppet that I bring with me to these talks, because I love to talk to women about their anatomy and about the no shame around their anatomy and about how they need to always go and seek help if there's ever any issue with them. So I've also got three children, three little boys. Well, they're not so little now. One of them's taller than me, but 14, 12 and 10. And I am a little bit busy at the moment because
I can imagine. My goodness. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, I first discovered you, I think it was just you obviously were running your pharmacy and you were starting a social media profile and you were, you know, getting interviews. And I thought, oh, she sounds really interesting. And then, my God, you went just skyrocketed. And I just love, for anyone who hasn't checked out your Instagram following, it's Fabulous Pharmacist. And it is just so funny, the reels that you put out. Like, I loved your one the other day with your getting out of bed with popping on your shoes and your Superwoman outfit and twirling around, and what your family think you do and what you do. And the other one that strikes in my mind is you skiing in a bikini.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'm actually, what I figured out now is that I'm actually competing with myself now in terms of when I'm doing my reels. It's like the madder, the better. Yeah. I like to show the funny side of medicine and ailments and health, because I think that we can all kind of get bogged down in the fact that, you know, we're all having very serious conversations. So I like to liven it up a little bit and add a bit of humor. I was always a little bit wild in terms of the bit of a joker in school, you know, and I always loved making people laugh. So I suppose what I'm actually doing now, and I actually think I've said this once to someone at the weekend, I figured out what I'm doing now. So in my 40s, I'm like living the life I probably wanted to in my teens, because I was always into acting and dancing and things like that, but I never went down that route in terms of, say, deciding to do that professionally, because I was into science and loved chemistry and that. And I suppose I never would have thought that I was good enough to be a performer for, you know, in the professional sense. So I'm living out that experience now in my 40s on Instagram.
It is just so entertaining. And you just, it's funny when I see one of your reels pop up, you just kind of never know what's going to come next.
Wait till you see what's coming tonight.
Okay. Oh, God. So I look, we might get into some of those more things around the female side of things in a while, but I wanted to more go into the ingredients and I suppose what has inspired you to create the Fabu products and what's in them, etc. And also congratulations, number one podcast on Apple at the weekend, I think it was. So
that was great, because you know yourself with podcasts, there's a lot of work that goes into them. So yeah, it's great to kind of get that validation that it, you know, they're resonating with people. I love to, no more than yourself, interview, you know, interesting people about their life story and about their work. There's a lot of doctors on there, a lot of but other people as well, like just people that have something to say. I'm happy to chat away to them. But the reason why I launched my range was because being in the pharmacy for 20 years, people were always coming in, mainly women, obviously, because women are the main shoppers in pharmacy, looking for something to help with stress and to help with sleep. So in the pharmacy, I never really had anything natural to offer them. So these are people that wanted to take alongside either antidepressants or sleeping tablets that they were already on, or they wanted something natural because they didn't want to go down the medicinal route. So in my college years, I was always the last out of the lab in pharmaceutical chemistry. I just loved formulating stuff. I loved molecules. I was, you know, I've that type of brain. I love the chemistry type brain. And the other lab that I really loved as well was pharmacognosy, which is the study of plants and herbs for their medicinal purposes. So we all know that drugs originally derive all from plants and herbs. And even some cancer drugs that are used now were originally plants and their molecules extracted. So I was always into that. I was always the last out of the lab asking my lecturers, can I have more herbs to mix and mess around with? So anyway, then I got into pharmacy, and pharmacy is fairly standard job in terms of you go in and you're dispensing medications and you're giving advice on meds, but all you have then is your natural supplements or your vitamins and mineral wall, which is always like full of products, full of ingredients, and people don't necessarily know where to start. So people are always coming in looking for something natural to help with sleep and stress, and I never really had anything to offer them because the pharmacy really only ever stocked, say, the likes of Rescue Remedy, maybe, which is the back flower remedy, and CAMS, which is another product. So I used to send people around to the health food store with a list as long as their arm for like ashwagandha, L-theanine, chamomile, melissa and then magnesium. So I thought to myself fairly early on, I know that I can make these products myself and I can make them really good because I know all about the ingredients. Like, that's my thing, ingredients, yeah. quality control, you know, mixing things together. So I set about doing that. And initially, actually, so I have three products currently: my Oranor Relax for sleep and stress, my Immune Shrooms for energy and immune support, and then I have my Menno and Peri. And originally my Menno and Peri and my Oranor were the one product in a black box called Fabu Woman. I had it all done, you know. But then I decided I'm going to split that, because this was about 7 years ago. I decided I'd split the two products, the Menno and Peri and the Oranor, because everyone needs stress relief and sleep sometimes, but they don't necessarily identify as perimenopause or menopause. And also perimenopausal women sometimes don't have issues with stress and don't have issues with sleep. So that's why I split them. And I tried to bring the products to market in 2017 and I failed miserably because I have a pharmacist brain and not a business brain. And I didn't have all my ducks in a row in terms of what I needed to charge for my products to make a business out of it and to not make complete loss. So, and also I find it difficult to talk to manufacturers to try and make contract, you know, because you have to use a contract manufacturer. I'm not a manufacturer. I don't own a big plant. So it took time to find the right manufacturer, because I deal with products that weren't necessarily known in the Irish market, mushrooms and also botanical extracts. And I know an awful lot about them, but I wanted to find a manufacturer who knew just as much as I did, if not more. Because it's really important that when you have someone who is actually making the product for you, that they are on the same level as you. So I find that difficult. I also find it difficult being a woman. I'll be really honest with you, really straight. There's a lot of misogyny out there. I've been in meetings where people have spoken to my husband, not me, even though I'm the CEO, the founder, and the one with the not the brains behind it, but actually, yes, the brains behind it. So I find it quite tricky. It's really is a man's world in the supplement business. So 2017, I did the Super Value Food Academy. And I learned a lot about the business end of things. And that then came to a you know, screeching halt when I realized I didn't have the all of it right, as in I had the formulations more or less down. I wasn't 100% happy with them. So I was not going to ever release something that I wasn't, you know, 110% happy with. So then I took a step back, I took a break, I took an overall picture, and I went about it again, more research, more development, and more in the business side of things. And then I launched last year, so 2022 in May. So that's how long it took, because, you know, you meet stumbling blocks along the way. But I am so glad that I did fail in 2017, because it wouldn't have been as good a product or a business if I had brought it to market then. And, you know, my poor husband has, you know, he's been listening to me for years. My children, all they say, all they hear is Fab you. All my children, my three boys here is Fab, mixture Fab you, vulva and menopause. and yeah, so like, you know, my husband was at some point stage, oh God, Laura, will you just release them? Will you just do it? Just press the button. I was like, no, they're not 100%. I cannot put my name to something that isn't absolutely excellent. So yeah, so that's how it happened. And I'm so glad that I did. So April the 8th last year, after 20 years in community pharmacy, I walked out the door of the dispensary for the last time, and I've never looked back.
Okay, fantastic. I hadn't realized about the 2017 thing and those next 5 years. So I think that's really interesting and inspiring for people in terms of business.
You know what, Fiona? Yeah. It absolutely is. And I'm not ashamed to say that. And I am happy to talk to anyone who needs help. And people have phoned me up and asked me, how do you do it? And I'm like, this is what you do. But like, actually, you need to just do it and find out yourself what works and what doesn't. And, you know, there's people that will open the door widely to you and give you loads of advice and help. And then there's others that just, they're not too interested. But you learn along the way who you can lean on. Like back when I started, I thought that if I wanted to meet someone for a little bit of advice, that I had to pay them for their time to meet me for a coffee. That's how green I was when it came to business. I worked in a pharmacy for 20 years. Like it was, you know, very much a patient facing role where you're talking to patients, you're helping them with their meds, you're giving them the prescriptions. But I knew nothing about the business end of things. And little did I realize that so many people are willing to help you, and it's a wonderful community. But yeah, it's really important that people know that if you try something and you fail, you learn from that failure and you can pick up and you can move on. And that's really important.
Great. Oh, so inspiring, Laura. Can we talk about the ingredients that are in them? So let's go through each of them, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
So if we start with the R&R one. So the first ingredient you have there is ashwagandha. Do you want to explain to the listener? Because
ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herb. Adaptogens work in the body by working on stress levels. So they work within the body. So say, for instance, you are a person that needs help with sleep. They will help you to calm the nervous system to help you sleep. If you're someone that needs help with stress during the day, they will do that too. They don't sedate. They don't, you know, cause addiction. They just help to balance the nervous system. We also have then chamomile and melissa in there, both beautiful adaptogenic herbs too. All three of those herbs have been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. So Ayurvedism, as I'm sure you'll know, Fiona, is Indian medicine. So it's Indian food medicine, basically, because the Indians believe that food is medicine. And to a certain extent, food is medicine, like what you put in your body is very important. So I am, as well as being very interested in contemporary Western medicine and how it works and how it has saved millions of lives since its inception, I'm also very interested in the traditional therapies such as Ayurvedism and traditional Chinese medicine, because they have been used for thousands of years. So that's why I went down this route. So there's also L-theanine from green tea in there. And I think that was very important to me, because a lot of the products out there on the market have synthetic L-theanine, and it's not as good as the green tea L-theanine. So my Orinorelax, two capsules, which is the recommended dose, is just like having two cups of your beautiful green tea, you know, drinking it. Then we have magnesium in there. You know as well as I do that that is excellent for tiredness, fatigue, and for restless legs. And we have the B vitamins as well. So overall, it's a lovely little combined product that's really geared towards stress, balancing and calming the nervous system. And actually, the L-theanine works on the GABA receptors in the brain as well. Balancing and calming the nervous system. And just relaxing you. So people that are stressed find that it helps them during the day, just not feel as wound up. And people that don't have issues sleeping, they find that if they take it 1 or 2 hours before bed, that it just calms them down. It helps them get a more restful sleep. So if they're waking up during the night, they're doing that less. If they are finding it difficult to get to sleep, they're finding it easier if they take it. Or if they're finding that their sleep isn't long enough, they're finding that it is prolonging their sleep as well. So it is multifaceted in the way that it works because of the ingredients that are in it. And, you know, I've the high quality extracts in there too. So the chamomile extract is 5 to 1. See, you get me started on ingredients now, and you see the way I'm going. My tongue is actually falling out of my mouth because I'm trying to get so much out. And then we have 10 to 1 extracts of the others. And, you know, it's important to me as a pharmacist always to get the really good quality ingredients. So that's why I took so long to make it, nearly caused a divorce.
And so there isn't actually any mushrooms in that one, is that correct?
No, there's no mushrooms. Everyone thinks everything has mushrooms in it. It's my only product that doesn't have any mushrooms in it. And if you want it to work during the day, you take 1 twice a day. And if you want it to work at nighttime, you take 2 in the evening, about 1 to 2 hours before bed. And what I always say about any of my products, you're always better off taking with food, especially if you haven't tried them before, because we all know that some people have sensitive tummies. And I do not want Fabu being blamed for a dose of the trots. Okay. So I always say to whenever I'm training my pharmacy staff as well, listen, just tell people that if they have a sensitive stomach, to take with food. Now, lots of people don't need to, but it's just in case, or just if they're starting out taking it, you're better off taking the Shrooms Immune and the Shrooms Menno and Peri in the morning and the Oranor in the evening. Oh, sorry, the Oranor, in the morning with your breakfast, and then the Oranor, whatever time they're taking it, just take it with a little bit of food.
Okay. So now if we move on to the Shrooms one, the Immune one, what are the ingredients in that?
So it has cordyceps and chaga mushrooms. Now, the cordyceps isn't the one that grows on caterpillars. The cordyceps that I have in there is grown on a vegan substrate. So that's important to people. All my products are vegan. Except for actually, I have a gut product coming out next week, and it isn't vegan because it had to be enteric coated. So it would be delivered into the large intestine and not the stomach. So that's the only product that isn't vegan. So I digress. Sorry. My Shrooms Immune has cordyceps and chaga mushrooms, traditionally used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years for overall health and well-being, for immune support, energy support, and to help to protect the lungs. So it's really excellent, and the reviews that are coming in for that is it's giving them less coughs and colds and sniffles, and they're sending their kids out to school. They're not coming back with them. I've loads of teachers on them, loads of nurses on them. You know, people are saying it's helping recovery from, say, regular bacterial infections or, you know, your coughs and colds, but also then it's helping with COVID recovery. They're finding it a bit quicker. We also have in that vitamin C, D, copper and zinc. So that's your standard immune supplement recipe, the vitamin C, D, copper and zinc. And then obviously with my cordyceps and chaga mushrooms, that's where my point of difference is. So just all really good. I have it here.
And so those type of mushrooms you wouldn't get in any farmer's market or supermarket or anything like that, is that correct?
No, you don't. Like, they're not like your standard button mushrooms. You might be able to find them in an Asian market, but I'd say they'll be dried. They wouldn't be fresh because it'd be difficult to find them in Ireland. And with the cordyceps, I use the fruiting body and the mycelium. So that's the fruiting body is like, think of it like the, you know, the part of the mushroom that we eat. And then the mycelium is like the roots. So that is where the goodness is, in the fruiting body and in the roots. But in the chaga, I used only the fruiting body because it's where all the nutrients are. So like when I'm circling back and saying about trying to find the manufacturer that knew what they were talking about, like I had manufacturers just try and give me any old extract or any old powder. And, you know, for mushroom extracts on the market, you'll often see that they'll just list the mushroom. They just say cordyceps, 400 milligrams. And they don't say whether it's powder, whether it's a tincture, whether it's an extract. Now, I assume that anyone that just puts cordyceps on it and doesn't write the actual, you know, what kind of delivery system it's in, it's actually just the powder, which is not that concentrated at all. But there's such a variance with the products. So I've always tried to be really specific with the way I've labeled out my ingredients and with the way I've labeled out my boxes and my labels. I've kind of taken the view of, like, I see it as a medicine. So I'm going to be as pedantic as, say, one would label a medicine as I am with my food supplements. So then there's no ambiguity. People know exactly what they're taking.
Fantastic, because that's the way I will be about all the ingredients that are in food, but I don't know anything about the chemistry side of things or mushrooms. So it's great to hear someone who is also as passionate about the quality of the ingredients and the benefits to, you know, to your body.
Yeah.
So these come in tablet form and capsule form, is that correct?
They come in capsule form. And I, again, the capsules were difficult to find. I wanted something, being a pharmacist, I knew that capsules, when they annoy people, as in when people don't like to take capsules, it's usually because they stick at the back of the throat, because they can be quite a funny texture, you know, or they can be too big. So I needed to find capsules with a new delivery system that didn't stick at the back of the throat. So again, that was a 2-year find. Okay. And so mine are very easy to swallow. So generally anyone can swallow them. Now, if people just do not like to swallow, what they could do is they can open the capsule up and they can pour the powder into a smoothie or a juice or a bit of porridge. Not water, because it won't disperse well. The Oranora acts is quite a bitter taste. You definitely need a sweet product. So, like, you know, a smoothie's fine, or some honey in some yogurt or some porridge. The shrooms products are quite tart tasting. So you could probably take them if you like a tarty taste, but I would advise still, it's just easier to put them into kind of something sweet. So that's the story there, the veggie capsules.
You mentioned earlier about children. So is this recommended for children, and is there a different dosage, or what are your thoughts on that?
So my thoughts on that are, I have no studies done in children. So I say to people when they ask me, can, you know, my kids take your products? People are particularly interested in their kids taking the Oranor Relax. As you can imagine, there's lots of kids out there that have a little bit of anxiety. Mm. And I always say, look, you know, I haven't done any studies. These, ultimately, they're food supplements. I do know people that do give them to their kids that are younger than 17, like, you know, kind of mid early teens. But I can't stand over the safety of them. So it's up to the parent, really. But I do know people that do give them to their kids. Like, I mean, my own kids take, my two younger ones take the Shrooms Immune, like one little capsule, so that a half a dose. There's no reason why they can't, but there's no reason that I couldn't go out publicly and say, oh yeah, they're grand to take. And even saying this here, it's like, oh, how am I getting myself in trouble? No, I'm just being really honest. I'm just being really honest.
Yes.
So, so that's the answer to that.
Okay, thank you. And so then on to the one that I suppose I've had the personal interest in, would be the shrooms for Menno and Perry. Do you want to tell us all about that and the ingredients, etc.?
Oh my goodness. So this, so you know the way this menopause train that we've all been hit with in the last
years
since Joe Duffy, who is the face of menopause in Ireland, you know, you'd only see it in Ireland, wouldn't you? Since Joe Duffy came on the scene, but like I was working in the pharmacy and living in the pharmacy through the whole time where women were not given HRT because of that Lancet study that has since been refuted. So women were coming into me regularly saying, I don't feel like myself. I feel crap. My joints are aching. I'm not sleeping. I'm not depressed, but I'm not myself. I don't have my inner kind of spark that I used to. And there was very little on the market for them that I could offer them. So I went about going deep dive into what do traditional Chinese medicine practitioners do? What does Ayurvedism do for these ladies? So what I came up with was my Lion's Mane product. So Lion's Mane has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years to help to alleviate menopausal symptoms, to help with brain fog, with memory, with concentration. There's been studies done for with Alzheimer's and dementia where they're actually taking out molecules of the Lion's Mane and testing that. You can't patent a mushroom, so you'll never get a lion's mane medicine, but we might eventually one day get some kind of a molecule that's similar to the molecules that are in the lion's mane, you know, potentially used as some kind of a drug towards kind of memory, concentration, dementia, Alzheimer's. That's kind of all in the soup mix at the minute. So anyway, I put lion's mane mushroom into it, and I also put chromium for metabolism and blood sugar. I put magnesium for tiredness and fatigue, B12 for psychological function, B6 for hormonal regulation. And then we have our vitamin D and our K2 for our bone health. And I think that what has got lost a lot with the menopause topic is the bone health, which is so very important, Fiona, because I would have seen it in the pharmacy. You know, women that weren't old, like in their 60s, they may fall on the carpet and they'll break a hip and they end up in hospital and they end up needing rehab. They end up being out of work. And so much of that is down to do with the fact that when our estrogen levels decline as females, our bones our bone density levels decline too. So we really need to mind our bones when we're in our late 30s, early 40s with our weight bearing exercises. That's, they cause a significant impact on the health of our bones, but then also with our vitamin D and our K2. So our vitamin D and K2 help to drive the calcium into the bones and not the arteries, because the calcium can sometimes be driven into the arteries if the K2 isn't there. And as we get older as women, our cardiovascular risk increases. So basically we are much healthier than men up until we're post-menopause. And then once we're post-menopause, our cardiovascular risk increases to being on a par with men. So that's why I put the vitamin D and K2 in there too. So, you know, the reviews that are coming in from men on Perio are unbelievable. Like, I mean, I thought that I was doing well because my Shrooms Immune was doing well and my Oranor was like knocking it out of the park. It was very, very popular. But when I brought my Meno out, like it is outperforming the other two significantly. So I think it's because of the type of audience I have too. Like, I'm in my early 40s. I talk about women's health an awful lot, talk about menopause an awful lot. I don't really beat around the bush. And so that's probably why it's doing so well. But also the reviews that are coming in, women are just saying it's making them feel a bit more like themselves. I got a woman saying to me, my libido has increased since I've been on it. Oh my God, my husband's delighted. What's in it? It's not that my product is helping to increase libido. What it is my product is helping women feel a little bit more like themselves, probably less tired, probably less irritable, which then has a knock-on effect on libido. If I could make a product that would increase women's libido, I would be a millionaire and I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be in Barbados. But so the reality is that women, we know, like, women are intelligent creatures. We're never going to be the same as we were in our 20s. But we don't want to feel old and not ourselves either. We want to feel like we still have that joie de vivre, that we can be fun, that we can have time and energy for our kids, have time and energy for our partners if we want to. So that was why I made my product. And I think that's why it's so good. Like, and I also get, and Fiona, I'm not sure if you get this with the business that you're in. So many women message me saying, I was a size 10 all my life. I've always eaten healthily and exercised, and suddenly I'm in my 40s and I have this middle-aged tire and I cannot get rid of it. And I'm trying to eat less, but I'm starving and I still can't get rid of it. And what I'm trying to say to women is this is the aging process. And this is sometimes something that we need to accept, that we're never going to be that person that we were in our 20s and even our 30s. But that we, so long as we're trying our best to live our healthiest, that we need to accept a little bit of a tire around a birdie sometimes. Would you be the same?
Yeah, and I would hear that from people, but actually that's the exact experience I have myself as well. So I would have some, you know, ball gowns or, you know, black tie dresses that you wouldn't wear very often at all. I have ones that I've had since long before I was married, and up until I had the cancer-induced menopause, I could wear it no problem, but now I can't. Yes, I'm still, you know, so I have come to accept that it is, once I keep an eye on portion and I'm doing my resistance exercise and I'm doing all of those type of things, I have just come to accept it is part of the aging thing. And I just embrace the new body and don't waste energy worrying and being, you know, angry at myself or whatever about it. It is just part of the process.
I think so. And I think that we are just so bombarded with, you know, visions of women being in our 40s. I mean, Davina McCall has spoken a lot about menopause, and we see her in her bikini on the beach and she looks great. Like, she has a washboard stomach, and I know that she exercises really well, but she has a different body type to you and me. And I think that although she's fantastic at what she's doing, she's not representative of a lot of women. So some women might be looking at her going, oh my God, how can I look like that in my 50s? The reality is, for a lot of us, it isn't possible because we have different body type, we're different genetics. And, you know, a lot of women were busy, like, you know, we're busy with work and with kids or with parents. And, you know, there's only so much time we can devote to going to the gym as well. So I think there has to be a certain amount of acceptance around that. And, you know, what do we want? Do we want to be starving ourselves for the sake of, you know, a spare tire? Like, obviously, we need to be eating healthily, but and potentially reducing the amount that we eat, but not to the point that we're walking around all day angry and irritable because we're absolutely starving.
Yeah, absolutely. And also my understanding is that that kind of spare tire that develops is your body's way of creating fat cells, which will then produce the estrogen that your body is is losing because I've got to take the medication, the aromatase inhibitor. So it stops those fat cells as such producing the estrogen. So it's just, that's the way I look at it, whether I'm, you know.
No, I think that it's really important, but I think that it's great to have conversations like this, because I think that so many women, like I got in the last 2 days, I got, I think about 10 messages from women just about that, about their, about not being able to lose the weight that they put on in their 40s and feeling miserable about it. And they're going for their walks and they're eating what they think is healthily. And I just think that it's so sad that intelligent, beautiful women that have so much to give the world, that this is what they're worried about. Because I know looking at men and speaking to men, they don't give a toss about the little bit of extra fat that they put on. They just don't. It's like we hold ourselves and women are held to a higher standard. And I think that it bloody well needs to stop.
Yeah, well said, well said. I mean, it does come up with in the 6 week menopause cooking course that I do. People say, yeah, but I'm gaining the weight and I can't eat nuts because they're going to, you know, make me fat, etc. And I just really focus on how can you add more nutrients rather than, you know, counting calories or, you know, but you're dead right. The conversation really is to be about within yourself and not what society or other people.
Yeah.
Other people think. So yeah. Let me come back to your supplements for a minute. Okay, a couple of quick questions for you. Would you recommend or would you find that people would take all three, or is one sufficient? Or
so just to be really clear, I am first and foremost a pharmacist, okay? So I'm not a saleswoman. People ask me all the time, can I take all three products? I love your Meno or I love your Honor, I want to take all three. And I say to them, like, you could take all three, but it's not necessary. It's like it's not necessary to take a product that's on the market that has 45 ingredients in it. Often you just need something to plug a little gap in your life, be it menopausal symptoms, be it energy levels, be it stress, and take the product that suits you. Now, a lot of people take two products. So say they might take the Shrooms Immune for energy and then the Oranor for sleep or anxiety, or they might take the Meno and Peri and the Oranor then as well, because the Oranor can kind of be switched on and off. You can take it to get you over a hump and then you can stop taking it, or you can take it long term if you want. Whereas the other two are pretty standard. You know, they might take it like all throughout the winter, they might take the Shrooms Immune, or they might just take it if they feel they need a little bit of a boost. And then the Meno and Peri is really designed for all year round. So I say to people, why don't you try one and see how you go? Because in actual fact, sometimes you might buy two and they might sit in the back of the press. And I'd actually rather you didn't buy them at all unless you were actually going to take them. So there are people that are on the three and find it brilliant, but also being on the three, there's a huge amount of botanical extracts, huge amount of mushroom extracts in there. And I'd be afraid that they might upset someone's tummy. And again, we have Fabiou and Laura Dowling blamed for sending people into diarrhea mode. If you are going to take all three, make sure that you introduce them all slowly. Like you don't take all six capsules together in one go, because it's two capsules a day of each. You introduce it slowly. But I would say choose your poison and stick to it and see how you get on with it, rather than trying to take all three. And, you know, supplements are exactly that. They are a supplement to your daily living. You should still be eating healthily and trying to get your sleep and trying to de-stress and trying to get time to yourself, because they're not going to be a magic bullet that plugs a gap if you're not feeding all that holistic stuff as well.
Love it. And so if I say, OK, well, look, I have a really healthy diet, but I'm still could definitely do with a bit of an improvement. How long do you expect to see? How long do you need to take it before you would see results and say, well, actually, that's not for me? Or, you know, in 4 days, are you going to say, wow, I'm going to ski in my bikini?
So the Oranor Relax is people see the differences pretty, pretty quickly, like even within the first night. If they're having issues sleeping, or the first day if they have issues with stress or anxiety or something like that. But then for some people, it might take about 3 to 5 weeks. And I always say 3 to 5 weeks, because I think that sets, you know, a realistic goal for people. Now, in certain instances, ashwagandha can take up to 3 months to work. But I'm finding that most people are saying within a week, or, you know, at the very maximum, it's about 5 weeks. What I will say is that with the Shrooms Immune, I found when I first launched that, so I first launched the Shrooms Immune and the Oranor Relax together, and all the reviews were coming in for the Oranor Relax, how amazing it was and everything, and nothing was coming in for the Shrooms Immune. And I was like, oh my God, Ireland isn't ready for shrooms. They just, you know, we're just mycophobic. We don't like them. But actually it was after about 3 to 5 weeks that the immune review started coming in about how excellent it was. So I think the immune product definitely takes up a bit more time to build up into the system. The Menno and Peri is quite the same as the Oranor. A lot of people are saying like within a week, they're finding they just feel a little bit more like themselves. They don't want to like strangle their husband when he breathes type thing, which is always good. I'm obviously reducing the homicide in Ireland. But then others that might take the 3 to 5 weeks. So that's the kind of standard that I say for each of them.
Okay. And so then on a more personal question, and I know some of my followers might be in a similar situation. So having had breast cancer, induced menopause, and I'm taking aromatase inhibitors. So that's to stop the hormones in the body. Can I take the Menno and Peri, which has the ashwagandha in it, or would there be contraindicate? Oh, no, that one doesn't have ashwagandha.
No, it doesn't have ashwagandha in it. So okay. Menno and Peri has the lion's mane mushroom in it. So what I always say to someone like you is that it is always best to ask your oncologist, but there is no reason why you can't take it. And I know some people who have asked their oncologist, and their oncologists are perfectly happy for them to be on them. But there's always that disclaimer, because I don't ever want to upset someone's oncologist. It's grand, but there's nothing to say that it's not, that it's going to interact with your aromatase inhibitor. It's not an estrogenic product, as in, and even, you know, even when they say, oh, you shouldn't be eating soya or soy-based products, like Christ almighty, you would need to be eating bucket loads, like skip loads of soya-based products to get any kind of effect that even HRT gets. So I think sometimes we really box off women that have had estrogen receptor positive breast cancer or that are on those hormone blockers. We box them off in a way that we almost box off breastfeeding. You can't do anything, you know, or you can't take anything. And it upsets me, but I can understand why there's that fear there. But I think that we need to be really realistic and say to, you know, women are intelligent creatures. This is a food supplement, you know, and there's people in the world that eat these products all the time. So I think that, and I have a lot of people that are in a similar situation to you, they take them and they find them great. But again, I would always just say, just run it by your doctor, because it's an important thing for you to do. And even for your own peace of mind, I think that it's important. There's no point in you even trying something or trying to take something that you've got any bit of wariness at the back of your head, especially people like yourself and that have been in the same situation as yourself have been through so much that the last thing you need is another worry on your head. Isn't that right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the hypervitaminosis. So if I was already taking magnesium and taking the calcium with the D3, should I, if I were to take the Menno and Peri, would you then reduce the magnesium that you're taking, or you're not going to reduce the calcium, but would you potentially have hypervitaminosis of the D3 then?
So the magnesium in my Menno and Peri is 100 milligrams. So if you want to take up to say 300 milligrams of magnesium, you can add in whatever amount of magnesium that you're on to increase it up to that. What I would say about the vitamin D is that the vitamin D in the Menno and Peri is 1,000 units. So it's your standard, what you need during the
daily, isn't it?
You know, a daily dose. So it's what you need. So, you know, the in terms of calcium, a lot of Irish women, unless they're calcium deficient, are getting enough calcium from their diet in terms of the green leafy vegetables and their dairy. So, and the calcium that comes in, you know, the calcium 2D3 and all those, like that's like chalk, and it's so poorly absorbed in the body as well a lot of the time. So I'd say, like you, and I'm sure you tell this to everyone, get as much calcium from your diet as you can. In terms of hypervitaminosis, if you're taking a standard vitamin D product that also has 1,000 units in it, I wouldn't be concerned about that, because it's very difficult to overdose or to take too much vitamin D in that sense. But if you're going above the 4,000 units a day, you'd need to kind of consider just to either stop taking whatever vitamin D that you're on, or to not take my Menno and Peri.
Okay. Now, I could chat to you for ages, but I know we are running out of time, and I would love to chat about the corporate talks and your vulva puppet, but we're not going to have time in today's episode. But what I would like to ask you is your 3 tips for people that they can action now to help improve their health. What would your 3 tips be?
So my 3 tips are to check yourself, on a regular basis. And that's why I do my vulva pop-up talks. People don't check their vulvas. They don't even know what their vulvas look like. They don't even know what a vulva is. They often just call the vulva the vagina. So you need to know what your body bits look like. So that means checking your bits. So checking your breasts, checking your vulva. The second one is sleep. I place a huge importance on sleep. We don't get enough sleep in the Western world. We think it's amazing to be running around like blue hours flies all day, get 6 hours sleep, wake up the next day and do the same thing again. We need to be more into sleep. And then my third thing would be to get that all important time to yourself and to go easy on yourself and to not be trying to be someone that you think that you should be. Just be yourself. And I think we'd all be a lot happier if we were like that. Obviously diet is really important, to be honest. I know that you talk about that all the time, so I figured I would say something a little bit different, but I really do believe that sleep is so underrated in the Western world, and I think that women in particular are not great at taking time to themselves. No one is going to tell you, Fiona, leave that kitchen in the state that it's in and go go for a run, Fiona. You come back and the kitchen will be cleaned for you. No one's going to say that to you. You have to grab it by the balls and do it yourself. So go for the run, spend the time with your friends, go for the glass of wine if that's what you're into, or go for, do whatever you need to do to make you feel and lift your soul.
Fantastic. So applicable. Check yourself, all your body bits, sleep and time to yourself and be yourself. So if people wanted to get in touch with you, and I know the podcast name is different to your website name, do you want to just let us know how they would find you?
The podcast is the Laura Dowling Experience. I actually did a really good podcast there with Professor Crown. I'm not sure if you've listened to it yet.
Yeah, I haven't listened, but I saw the preview.
It's a long one, but it's good. I tend to go really deep into conversations with people. So the Laura Dowling Experience, available anywhere you get your podcast. There's always something new on it every week. And then my fabulous pharmacist Instagram page is a good place to reach out to me, although I do get many, many DMs and sometimes I miss them. So if you have any question about my supplements, try my Fabu Wellness page, which is FabuWellness. So at Fabu Wellness is my Instagram page for my products. And I can answer most questions on that, because I might miss, yourself, if you get a DM in and then you get loads on top of it, it goes down the list and you kind of just tend to miss them. So that's where you can find me, somewhere.
Thank you so much.
A bikini.
And I will pop all of your details into the show notes below. So thank you so much, Laura.
Fab. And then do you want to maybe, if you wanted to do a competition, I could do a product giveaway or something.
Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast on Cook, Eat, Nourish with me, Fiona Staunton of Fiona's Food for Life. I'd really appreciate if you would subscribe, rate and review the podcast to help spread the word. And if you pop over to my website, fionasfoodforlife.ie, you'll find lots of recipes, videos, inspiration and upcoming courses. Thanks a million.